Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee? Yes, you are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. I am your host with the most. Yes, that's me, Coach Lee, in the place to be. And it is a Monday night here, September 5th or 6th. I'll be forgetting the day, especially on these holidays. But I know it is a football weekend frenzy going on, and I actually got the Boise State and Virginia Tech game in the background, just, you know, with the volume down, just looking at the plays. Go Boise, go, as I call it. But you know, 'cause I love the underdog. But anyway, yo, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday. Yes, each and every Monday here on Blog Talk Radio. For those who are listening, hey, you know what? You can call in anytime you like. If you want to talk about the subject, talk about something, or rebel or rebuttal against something that I'm saying, hey, just dial on in. Dial 347-826-7278. Don't forget to hit the one and then the pound. And then my super producer, BJ, will hook you up and put you in, and you'll be rocking Four Quarters again with Coach Lee. So, yes, y'all, let's start this, y'all, like we always do this, y'all. You know, we always got to give, you know, some credit to our sponsors here. Without the sponsors, there is no me, and if there is no me, there's no Four Quarters. So, anyway, let's go ahead and get this thing started here. We got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment company of the Women's Football Camping Conference that will be taking place here in Vegas on January 6th through the 9th on the campus of UNLV. Again, Women's Football Camping Conference, where the good get better. And Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because Enterprise will pick you up. What would I say again? They will pick you up. You stuck somewhere, you need a ride, they will pick you up. Who was that again? Enterprise. Yeah, yes, y'all. I put my own flavor on my commercials, y'all, because that's how I do it, y'all. But anyways, you know, Four Quarters Coach Lee, so let's go ahead and start this like we do, the way we do. Whoop! And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. I'm talking about so deep it went out the end zone, out the playing field and everything else. Make that team start on the 20-yard line. Why? Because they got to go 80 on you. And if you got a defense, it ain't many defenses that can go 80 on you. They're not patient enough, so you got to kick it in the end zone. But anyway, hey, we got four quarters today. Lately, I've been off my format of what I normally do. Again, four quarters of Coach Lee is four 15-minute segments talking about women's football. We go deep in women's football. We talk about the ins, the outs, the goods, the bad. Hey, that's what we do. But lately I've been kind of, you know, on a particular topic here and there, and when that topic is on point, you know, I can talk for days. You know, some of my players call me Coach Longwind because I just talk, you know. They hate when practice is over with because they know they're going to sit down for another 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes after practice listening to me talk about how practice went and things that we got to get done. But that's how we do this. We do this. We do this because it is September 6th. So anyway, again, if you want to dial in, you want to talk, you want to listen, hey, 347-826-7278. And again, make sure you press 1 and pound if you want to talk. And again, you will be on with Coach Lee. So let's go ahead and start this up. Quarter number one. Quarter number one. Growth of teams this year so far. As of late, if you guys have been checking the boards, the leagues, the WSFL, the WFA, and the IWFL, you will see a growth of teams. More teams growth in the first two leagues that I mentioned. The third league, IWFL, I have not heard of any added of teams outside of one, which is the North, I think it's North Texas. I got to get on my internet real quick, but it's a North Texas team out of Frisco. The Knockouts, there we go, North Texas Knockouts. But again, this is the time of the season where we see women's football grow for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And why I say that is because it is a mixture of all three, the good, the bad, the ugly. The good is that there's more teams out there. There's more opportunities for women to play football in bigger and smaller towns across the nation. You know, it just happens like that. I mean, again, women's football is the fastest growing sport in America, probably the fastest growing sport in the world for women to participate in. And the good thing about it, just like track and field, you can have so many different body shapes, sizes, and speeds and athletic ability playing football than any other sport. Similar to track and field, you need those who can jump, those who can run, those who can run fast, those who can run a long distance, those that can throw heavy objects, light objects. I mean, again, the only sport that compares to football as far as athletic skills and abilities and opportunities for teammates to participate is track and field outside of football. Football is the same thing. You need those who are big and strong. You need some of those who are big and fast. Small and fast, wide and slow, strong. I mean, you mix it up, you need it, you got to have it in football, and that's why I love football. But again, we definitely have a growth in women's football. And again, as I go through to different websites so far, I mean, we're like 6 weeks since the season has officially ended in the leagues. I think it's, I want to say 7 weeks for the IWFL, 6 weeks for the WFA, and the WSFL still has some games coming up. And I think there's also some Sixers games going on and coming up, you know, in the next weekend or two that I know of here on the West Coast. And I want to say, BJ, your team is playing two games that I know of, one up in Reno, and if I'm not mistaken, you guys are playing out in Long Beach against the Quake. I think you guys playing in Reno against the Amaz team, the Black Widows. So I think that's a great job that you guys are doing. It's two teams meeting up in a different city and just playing, hoping to get spectators to come out and take a look at what you guys are doing to help grow your league, your division, and your sport. So hats off to you guys. Again, you gotta excuse me. My main computer is broke. You know, my kids, they like playing on my computer because it's super fast. But what they don't realize is they keep dropping it. And the cord that plugs into the computer to help charge the battery some mechanism inside of that is broke, and I don't get no charge, no nothing. I get no love. So I'm on a small e-machine that's real slow, but you know what? We're going to make it do what it do. We're going to make it do what it do. So, again, let me cover the IWFL right now in their growth so far, or their announcements of teams as we get it rolling. Again, the North Texas Knockouts just came into the league. They'll be representing the South, I want to say the Southwest, or the, again, my computer's so slow. Oh, my goodness, it's killing me. It's like an Apple, you know, back in the day, like in 80, what was that, 85, 86, when you had the little bitty Apple and you had a little bitty screen. But you can do some great graphics, well, flyers, party flyers back then. But this thing is slow. But again, hey, they're adding more teams in the league. I don't know if they have more. I guess more announcements will be coming. Again, there might be some teams switching from their league to other leagues. There might be teams switching from other leagues into their leagues. But again, the growth of women's football, it is the fastest women. I mean, yeah, fastest women's sport in America. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. All right, but that was the only major news that I had of a new team in the IWFL. If anybody else knows of anything else, please feel free to call in 347. What is the number? 826-7278. Inform me. Let me know. I'm not saying I know everything, but you know, when my computer ain't working right, man, I ain't tight at all. What else we got here? All right, let's try to see if we can move this bad boy over to another screen. For some reason, it's locked up. I know in the WFA, there isn't, how many teams? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 new teams that have announced for the WFA, making it, I think, I want to say over 50 teams so far in the WFA with more teams to be announced. Like I said, there's teams coming in new markets, which is great. That's the great thing about, you know, the good, you know, new markets, new places to travel, new levels of competition to go against, work against. And, there we go. I finally got the IWFL logo, I mean, not logo, but a website up, and the Knockouts. It looked like a... I want to say it reminds me of Kansas City Chiefs. The KO instead of the KC. You know, that's pretty sweet. I like that. And they got quite a few articles on the North Texas Knockouts. They'll be playing out of Frisco, Texas, which is about 60 miles north of Dallas. And who's in part of it? They just talk about some of the directors of public relations. And all those good stuff. They finally got a good internal administration program, because they announced their director of public PR, public relations. They announced their marketing director, and they announced their assistant GM. What else? And then they also just, you know, designed their logo. So. A big ups to a new team in Texas. I think Texas is a great market. It's a big state. Has plenty of room to expand even further. And like I said, I wish the Knockouts luck. And hey, you know, I hope to hear some more news from the IWFL soon about the teams that they're adding. And again, I'm hoping we're not recycling teams. You know, that we are actually creating teams. And I'll get to that in the bad, in the ugly. But right now I'm in the good. Let's see if I can go to WFAFootball.com so I can mention the teams that have announced there. And for some reason, I'm in my man cave, and I am stepping in an ant farm here. I don't know how and why and where, but we had a... I know I'm off topic, but man, I ain't never seen so many ants where my feet are at. in my man cave, and I found it. Kids in here eating candy, peppermint candy. Ugh, man, that's what happens when you go live on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's perfect. So I'm stomping off these ants real quick. But yeah, I'm at the WFA site right now, and I just mentioned some of the teams that have been announced. We have the computer. You're just making me look bad. All right, here we go. Now it's rolling down. Two latest teams that have announced. We got the Silver State Legacy, based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, that's right. I said Las Vegas, Nevada. You guys know me. I've been saying I don't care if there's another team in my backyard. All that do is make me work harder in promoting and doing all the things that I need to do to put make sure that my team is getting exposed. And again, it creates rivalry. And this headed up by Tony Scarlett and a few other players that were members of my team at one point in time. But again, hey, if the opportunity is there, jump on it. You know, like I said, it'll be settled on the field. It ain't gonna be settled in the chat room. It ain't gonna be settled on no Ning board or anything like that. So I'm not even gonna get into the drama of what could possibly be said and done. I'll handle my business on the football field. We got the Little Rock Wildcats out of Arkansas. They made their announcement on August 28th. We have the, what's that, Clinton County, Ohio Chaos, or Clinton County Chaos, based out of Ohio, as another team that has announced. What's that, three teams? What else? We got the, I want to say the Louisiana Gators, as I'm moving down to the next page, so I can make sure I make the announcements. Got the Gators, based out of Louisiana, which is great because, again, you guys, we're talking about regionalized football, you know. We got to cut down the mileage. We got to cut down the travel. And like I said, the best are going to rise to the top anyway. Cream of the crop rise to the top, okay? We got the Tulsa Eagles. We got the Louisiana Gators. The Seattle Warbirds are on their way back. The Madison Dragons. In the Tribe Valley Taboo. So again, that's an announcement of eight new teams added to the lineup for the WFA. And like I said, I'm still talking about the good. And again, if you are on the line, make sure if you want to talk, just press one and pound, and you will be in. You know, if you want to just listen, just keep on listening. Ain't no big deal. All right. What else? I'm sorry, folks, but I am working with a computer that is so slow. And I'm trying to give everybody their just due credit. You know, that's what I'm saying. If you can help me out, go ahead and call in and let me know. If you're in the WSFL, please call because it is taking me all day to get to that website. But again, those are teams. I know they have a team in Orange County. Orange County Undertow. I'm hearing that they're getting a team in San Diego, another team in the L.A. market. What else? The Sea Devils, I'm talking about on the West Coast off the top of my head. So, again, you know, it's good that we are having expansion, but the question is, what is the bad about all of it? And honestly, the bad is if you're in a small market and you're splitting teams up, meaning that half a team is going from their original team to another team, now you just do, that's where people talk about the dilution of women's football, you know. But if you're bringing in another 30 or 40 different players to the game of football, then it's all good. But if you're doing it to split up a team, then that's no good. You know, if a couple players leave, that's all right. But, you know. But like I said, what is the bad? The bad is, you know, if there's no lines drawn about what you can and can't do, then it can get ugly. Even in the NCAA, there's recruiting situations. You know, a player can only, you know, go on five visits to five schools officially. Coaches can only talk to the players during a certain time of the year. So, again, there's rules and regulations even in the high competitive level of college football recruiting. But, again, from my experience, you know, there are people out there who always feel they can do better, which is great. That's fine. No problem. But if you feel you can do better, then you got to go out there and recruit your own players. Don't sit here and cherry pick on the teams that are there, that are in your market. That's not proving the point that you're any good. You know, that's just like me having practice. I can beat myself in practice. So it's no big deal if you pick a whole team and bring them over to you, and it just don't make any sense. If you get what I'm saying. But anyway, I love the competitive juices. That's what this is all about. It's about competing. If you want to be the best, then you need to step your game up. Personally, I stepped my game up. My game is so stepped up that it would lead into my next quarter question, because it was a topic that a lot of people were talking about. But, again, what is some of the bad? Again, starting rumors, you know, Facebooking folks, talking crap amongst each other or to each other. It's okay when you're talking about friendly competition, talking smack, similar to, say, what me and Remy do all the time. When you talk about the Mustangs, I talk about the Showgirls. Nothing personal. It's all fun. It's like King Hype or Don King. You got to hype the game up at some point in time in order to get people to come out and see it. So, again, there is some bad in expansion of women's football, depending on the location. But the fact is, it's about competition. It's about competing. You know, if I went into a market, I'm going to go find players that don't exist. Because, again, as a coach, I don't want players that have bad habits already. That's why I like women's football. Because 99% of the women that come into football don't have any habits at all. So you can teach them the way you want it to be done. What winds up happening, you get a player from one team, they go to another team, all of a sudden they have a problem with the coach because it's not being done the way they want it done. Well, I was taught it would do it this way, and they're not open to ideas. So, again, there is some bad into the fact of women's football expanding into different territories. And ugly, again, ugly will fall out, where teams, one team will pop up, and the other team goes away. So you're not really expanding women's football if that is the case. If it's your goal to tear down and tear up a team, to shut them down, then that's the ugly part of expansion of women's football. Can't have it. The whole purpose is to expand women's football and to make sure that the teams that are already existing continue to exist, to share information with each other. Now, will I share information with my competitors in my own town? I don't know. You know, that's a sticky situation. But would I share with somebody in a different market? Yeah, because they're not affecting my market. You know, I would send somebody a marketing plan. Well, eventually, you know what? That marketing plan won't get back to the competitors in your market anyway. But I just can't directly hand over what I built over to somebody in my own market. So that's called competitive marketing. But again, if somebody on the East Coast is doing something and they need some help, fine. That's no problem. I help you out because it's not hurting my bottom line, and it's not hurting my team. Watch out, Boise. Off to the races, baby. Sorry about that. So that's the good, the bad, the ugly. Again, teams are expanding. There's some independent teams out there, which is great. I think last week I talked about the effects of independence. You know, I think it could be a great thing if you're independent. You know, the bottom line is you get to set your schedule. You get to play when you want to play. You don't have a limitation. Now, the only thing that you don't have is an opportunity to play in a national playoff format against the teams that are in leagues. That's the only difference. But if you set your schedule up and you play the best of the best and you beat them, and then they wind up going to win their conference championship or whatever, and they win their league championship, guess what? If you're undefeated and you beat them and you beat them good, you can go ahead and claim that you're the national champ, that you beat the team. So, again, it's good to go independent. Don't be afraid to do it. You know, take your time. Find out, you know, what's right and wrong for what league you're looking into, and take your time. I think people just rush. They just rush into the fact that I just want to be in the league. I just want to get up in the league and play ball. But again, they get caught up and they don't read the contracts. They get caught up, the other teams leave. And it's like you're better off being independent. Some teams are out on the island, you know, representing the league. And that's great because, again, some of the things that we set up in the WFA, you know, we have some flagship teams that are out on the island, and we do the best that we can to make sure they get as many games as they can to the repeat customers or repeat teams. You know, give a little flavor to the team with hopes of creating the notoriety to be able to do what they do, you know, and to get teams closer. So I'm in this this quarter because again I'm just talking about, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly of, you know, teams expanding and all that other stuff. And I'm just hitting little points, just little points. Just because the computer I got is just too doggone slow for me to be able to really go back and rattle off what I really need to say and what I really want to say. So let's go ahead and end that. We're going to end that and go into quarter number two. It's kind of funny. I'm calling quarter number two relationships on teams, the do's and do nots. The do's and do not of relationships on teams. 6 years experience. Relationships on teams kill teams. I'll rewind that. Relationships on teams kill teams. More often in women's football than in men's football. And, you know, like I said, we had our kickoff for 2011 campaign on Saturday, and that was one of the topics I talked about for at least 20 minutes. You know, the whole concept of football. And some of you ladies don't know the concept of football. And I'm not talking about the X's and O's and the plays and things of that nature that go on the field. I'm talking about the concept of football from a little boy's perspective as a six-year-old player playing all the way through the pros and how everything is related to life. Football is the ultimate life, what do I want to call it, map, road map. Everything related to life is related in football some way, somehow, some kind of way. And so when I say this, I might be sounding like I'm out in orbit with it, but it's the reality of what football and the concept of going through a rites of passage as a young man. And I'm going to try to relate it to as a young woman of how it should be. Now, am I in agreement to, you know, the lifestyle of the players? Sure, what you do is what you do. You found love, that's fine. You know, but love cannot split up a football team. And you see it more often than not in women's football. Okay? You just can't help it. It's just open. You're just open about your sexuality, and that's great. Pat you on the back. But football is no place for those relationships. Okay? So let me go back to from a male perspective. As a young man, okay? As a young man, when I go out and play football, my parents take me out there. The head coach is looked upon as the surrogate dad because in my life, only coaches that I had was males. Okay? I'm not taking anything away from the women. I'm just giving you my life perspective and how football is looked upon from every male's point of view. Okay? The head coach is the surrogate dad. The coaches or coaching staff are the surrogate uncles. And then for some reason, on every team, you always have the team mom, the nurturer, the one to make sure they get this done and all that other good stuff. So I'm just giving you what is out there. When you get out there, it's all about discipline. Even at 6 years of age, the first thing you learn is to yell out, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, no, sir. And then you hit your pass a couple times, boom, boom, papa, and then Jets or whatever your team is. Okay? So, again, it's a discipline situation. The next thing, it's a family environment. Again, when we huddle up as a group of brothers that are on one mission, to make this play happen for this 8 to 10 seconds. and then come back in the huddle for 30 seconds and then make it happen again. We are family. We are a brotherhood. Okay? Now, how does that relate to life? How do it relate to football? Well, you know, you got a sisterhood. That's what we preach here. I know what the show's about. We are, you guys are sisters. We are family. And we don't let nothing get between family, football, and us. That's the goal. Has it happened? No. Issues come about all the time. But what I'm trying to get at is, as a young man, I'm not hitting on my players, on my teammates, my brothers, for any particular reason. And you guys know where I'm going with this. I don't want to offend anybody. But like I said, what people do and the lifestyle they live is great. But there's no place for football because all that's going to do is separate. Now, as guys, we go to the other team and talk to their cheerleaders. We don't even talk to our own cheerleaders because they're part of our team. They're like our sisters. But we go talk to the cheerleaders of the other team or at the other school, stuff like that, okay? So a lot of teams are having issues. I've gotten several emails. Deion, how do you deal with relationships on teams? And I point blank say, I don't want relationships on my team. This is not what this team is for. This is not a social group. This is a football team. This is not a pickup bar. This is not a place where you're going to come and find your ultimate lover. I preach that. I tell you that. Because what winds up happening when two players on a team are together, if one is sick, then the other one stays home with them. So guess what? I got two players missing practice. If they get into an argument, they bring it to the field because they haven't learned how to separate their life from football. And it gets sloppy out on the football field. The other thing is you got some young ladies on the team that their sole purpose is to come and sex up the whole team. And I'm just being honest. I'm being straight. I'm just telling you like I see it, like I've heard it, and I've been in it for 6 years. And if you don't agree, call in. If you agree, call in. I'm just trying to tell you it's the root of tearing up the team. Could it be done? Yes. Even to the point where you got a husband and wife situation is dangerous. Because, again, they're bringing their relationships. Like I said, I didn't say what type of relationship. I just said relationships. It's not a place on football field. A husband can't be coaching his wife without the other team members getting jealous, especially if that player is not as good as other players. And then you'll hear everybody talking about, oh, the only reason why she's playing because she's the wife of the coach, or she's giving up this, or she's giving up that, or he's giving up this and giving up that, or making promises that you will start. Again, I've seen it, I heard it, I've been there. It tears a team apart. So my thing is, I make it a point at our meeting that this is not the place to create relationships. The relationships here are family relationships. I even made the point, I said, you know what? I got a lot of cousins out there that are super fine. Yeah, you heard me. I got a lot of cousins, female cousins that are super fine. And my boys be like, man, who's that? Oh, that's my cousin. Well, you don't, no, man, that's my cousin. Why would I be looking at my cousin? She's family. I ain't going to look at her that way. Yeah, she's fine, I know. But no big deal. You know? It just don't work. And I'm trying to keep this PG-13, you guys. Trust me, I'm working so hard to keep it PG-13. But the fact is, that is my family. I am not going to look at her that way. I'm going to fight for her, and I'm down for her, and we're going to play the game together. But I can't get in that relationship with her because it's just not right. And that's how football is looked upon. You know, there's some men out there that are gay that play football, but they're not open. You know, they keep that a secret, not that they have to. It's just, that's just the rule. That's just, I'm not coming out at no football party. But then you have, again, I've had some girls on my team that are just like hunters. And as a coach, I feel totally responsible for players that are in husband-wife relationships or that are single or that are barely 18 or just turned 18. You know, I'm like that father again. I don't want nobody hurting that relationship that they have off the field, nor am I here to allow, you know, some of the ladies that might be 26, 28, 29, 40 years of age, you know, being predators. And it happens. And that all it goes all the way down into the sponsorship situation, you guys. That's what companies are scared of. They don't want to be a part of that. And as a football coach, I definitely don't want to be a part of it because I don't want to be a part of that situation. You know? My first year, I didn't know about the lifestyle at all. You know, I'm treating it as, oh, this is a football team. We're finna go to, we're finna fly to another town, and these are the roomies. And then I come back, you know, we come back into town, and I got three or four different people hooked up, two captains hooked up. And I'm like, what? And then everybody's mumbling and jumbling, talking smack about how could they do that? She got another girl. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It just caused more drama on the team because of that. And I felt responsible for a relationship breaking up because I roomed two people together and they decided to do what they got to do because they're adults. You know? So, again, this ain't no pickup bar. This ain't no social club. This is a football team. It's sacred. Things you don't do to your family, you don't do. You know, you might not like it, but that's the truth. Talk to somebody else. Don't cause no ruffles up in here. We don't want that. Again, I'm not banning the lifestyle. I'm banning the fact that we ain't going to do nothing to tear our team apart. Because when these teams, when these players get together and it ain't a happy home, it gets ugly. And people talk, and it just looks sloppy. Football ain't about sloppiness. It's about execution, perfection. So, again, it's lessons in life that we learn. And it's hard dealing with it being a male and trying to talk to the ladies and trying to be appropriate about it. You know, I think that's the hardest part. And I got a bunch of coaches that have emailed me like, man, how do you deal with this? I can't, as they say. And I just tell them, hey, I'm just straight and to the point. I'm not disrespectful. I'm just straight to the point of what this is. And I think if you're able to put the guidelines there and stick to them, you know, but what coach, what if you got two players that came out and they're already together? Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying that one or the other can't be on the team, but you got to make it clear that your issues and your problems don't come on the football field. It's a place for you to release your anger. It's a place for you to get out of the real world. You know, you got to do that. You got to do that. So, again, I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. That you got to warm up. That's just a man's perspective about football. And those are some of the taboo things that take place in women's football that creates other teams. Because you got this clique and that clique. You got some women who don't want to be out there because the main question is everybody lesbian? Are they trying to turn me out? Are they trying to do this? You got husbands who are insecure about letting a woman out there who are great athletes. So there's a whole bunch of things that are bottled up in that. And like I said, football is taboo. And I'm using Tri-City taboo. But anyway, you got to understand, what is your sole purpose here? Our sole purpose here is to run and get a championship. That's what it's all about. And we got to be focused. We can't have no drama. You know, if you have kids, if you're a single parent, hey, bring them on out here. They can be at practice. We have somebody watch them. There's some husbands out here on the sideline. They become the surrogate dads. They help out. But we can't have the drama, you guys. And that's the main thing that I'm talking about to the coaches and some of the owners. And these are female owners that are asking me this as well. How do you deal with it? And like I said, everybody's scared to talk about it. I'm not. That's why you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. If you know, hey, this is what I do. I bring it up and I get it going. If you want to talk about it, talk about it. If you don't, then hey, just keep it quiet. So again, that was one of the taboo issues, the how to keep a team together, and just got to set the guidelines out. You got to do what needs to be done and let people know that this is what goes on. Now, if something happens later on down the road, hey, it just happens. But we can't come in here as a thought that, hey, this is a meat factory. I can do whatever I want. No, football teams have rules you must follow. So with that, like I said, I'm just trying to get the party started. I ain't coming up with no definite clarity on this is how it got to be done. I'm just bringing up the issue. You see, if we don't talk about the issue, if we don't have no rebuttal to the issue, then it just continues to keep on festering. You know, I'm not no psychologist. I haven't been to one. I probably need to go to one, but, you know, hey, I do what I do because you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Monday. Oh, yeah. It definitely goes on for the coaches, too. I definitely have some coaches, you know, I'm just looking at the Women's Tackle Football Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com board and looking at the chat room. It goes for coaches. I have fired five or six coaches because they were coming out here thinking that this was a party for them. Ooh, I got all these women. They all want me. And I'm like, nah, son, it ain't happening like that. That's part of my interview process. You're not here to enjoy. You're here to coach. You're here to teach. So again, I find my relationships always across the board. It's just bad for the team. It's bad for the team. Anyway, like I said, hey, you know, if you're calling in 347-826-7278, press pound and one and pound. Yeah, you know, it's no big deal. You know, I love to talk, but you know, I love to hear somebody else, you know, ask a question or two, keep things rolling and going and stuff like that. So that's it. If nobody got anything, hey, time flies when you're having fun. Shoot, we already at 7:42. Hot diggity, 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 diggity dogs. All righty. Let's move on. Quarter number three. We are talking about word on the street. Again, word on the street. You know, what is that? That is a topic over on the Neem board. Again, Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com. Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com. Called Word on the Streets. It's basically, you know, what's going on, what's being said, what's being done. And, you know, it's Rumorville Central, basically. And, again, I get emails all the time. Those who want to email, you can email me at Las Vegas Showgirls with a Z at yahoo.com. Or you can come over on the Neem board and drop a message with me on my personal page. Or you can hit me on Facebook. Or you can call me at 702-764-8878. And you know, that's how I come up with the topics, you guys. It's not rocket science. I'm not a rocket scientist. It's just what people want to talk about, what they're afraid to talk about, what they would like to hear, you know, different perspectives on. And that's what we do. So, here we go. Word on the street. I guess I'm going to start in my own backyard, you guys, because, you know, ain't nothing like starting in your own backyard. Word on the street. Let me see. Rumor has it that there's three teams in Las Vegas. And, of course, I got a bunch of emails on that one because, you know, I live here. I've been promoting here. And I still don't know if it's three teams. I just know that the Silver State Legacy made their announcement. I know prior to that it was the NV Heat or the Nevada Heat that were trying to get into the WFA. I don't know what the ordeal is. I don't know if they combined. I know if you go to the I pass that on to the young lady that's running the Nevada Heat, Vern. And like I said, if I had information, I'd definitely share it with you, but I don't have any information on that. Like I said, in time, it will all be revealed. Like I said, I wish everybody luck. Will there be three teams in the WFA out of Las Vegas? I'm just going to tell you no. That won't be happening. So with the Legacy team announcing, and if there is a Nevada Heat team still out there, I guess they'll be shopping, you know, for another league, the IWFL or the WSFL. I really don't know. So with that, if you got any information you want to call in on that one, please feel free. Dial in. You know, you got the mic. You know, promote yourself. Do what you do. Hey, that's what the show is all about. It's about promoting women's football. Word on the street is a bunch of teams are getting together and, you know, possibly going independent. As far as what I know there's been a few meetings of several teams across the nation talking about possibly a new league, possibly joining the league with the vision of bringing all the teams together under one roof, from what I'm hearing, or at least unifying where they can all play each other. Again, a few of those teams are out of the IWFL, and I think there's even a few out of the WFA that are at least listening in onto the conversations of this possible new league. And, you know, my feelings is this, you know, whatever makes your boat float. Just personally for me, the only thing that can make me move to another league outside of getting kicked out would be if somebody came to the table with, one, money up front in hand, talking about this is how much money I have, and two, if there's a TV deal involved in it. Because, again, whoever comes, the next league or whatever league is going to claim to be the league or the league or whatever league, they got to come to the table with something. Because we as owners have put the legs and the wheels on every league that has existed. And, again, this is my humble opinion. But until somebody is coming to the table with a couple of million dollars talking about we're going to help in travel, we want the best, you know, 20, 30, 40 teams that exist in these particular markets and are going to help out with travel, you know what? There's no need to leave. There's no need to leave if you're not getting kicked out. You take care of your business. But, again, that's just my humble opinion. And, again, many have called and asked, and I tell them the same thing. You know, I can't join a league on at this point in time after I've been in my, quote, third league that anybody can give me any more than what has been promised already. Everything that you can possibly do outside of profit sharing and getting us on TV, I don't care if it's the game of the week, at least one team a week getting on TV to show me that the league is dedicated and to promote women's football, you ain't saying nothing. You know, the bottom line is you're not saying anything if you can't come to the table with that. You can't sell me on the fact that if we get this amount of teams, I think I got a hookup or I think I know somebody. No, those things need to be in place prior to any team signing. That's the next level of football. That's the next level of a league. It ain't about the lower fees to join or the beautiful uniforms and the wonderful rings or the wonderful perks and benefits for being at the championship and all that other good stuff. I mean, like, that's good, but it's not enough to make me leave and come to your league just because of those little things. If you want this to be a major sport, then you need to be a true player and come to the table with some major ducats and some major exposure. Okay, until then, you're still going to continue to get the amount of leagues that are out there. You're going to have new leagues coming. Again, they're going to promise you the world. And 75% of the time not deliver. You know, 75% of the time not deliver. I've seen many contracts. And every contract that I've seen does not have what the league is going to provide in writing in your contract. Most of the contracts are set up telling you what you can and can't do and how much you get fined for this and how much you get fined for that and all that other bad stuff, because the contract's just sucky-sucky to me, you know, and that's my nice way of saying it. But that's why I'm saying sometimes independent is the best, because you set your own schedule. You get to set, you know, you do a small contract, one page. On this particular date, the Rumbling Tumbleweeds will be playing the Tall Cactus, and it'll be a home and away series, just like they do in college. And they set the dates to be determined, and then you set your dates based on your schedule, and you roll with it. So, again, the word on the street is that there's a new league coming. There's another league down south that's supposed to be starting up. I want to say down in the Georgia area, if I'm not mistaken. I did see an email from a new league or Western League. There we go, somewhere Midwest League. That was the acronyms. But it had no contact information. I don't know if it was just a farce, someone just putting something together just to start rumors again, or whatever. But again, I do receive quite a few emails regarding folks who start the new league and all the other good stuff. What else? Word on the street. Let me see what else is on Word on the Street. Oh, shuckings. See, my slow computer, you guys. I can just talk without using this doggone thing. Oh well. That was Word on the Street that I know of that has been taking place. Let's see, what else we had on here that was of great interest. I know we talked about attendance and public support was another hot topic on the Ning board, and were they talking about, you know, a junior high school game had about 2,000 kids, I mean, fans in the stands or more, you know, and I think it was a couple of good rebuttals on that. Again, a school will be able to have that many people because it has a built-in fan base already. It has a start. So if you got a campus of 800 kids, at a middle school or 2,200 kids, and they know about the game the week prior to, they're setting their schedule to go to the game. Then you're talking about the parents. So, yes, it's possible that a junior high school game can have more fans than women because there is no platform. There's no base for a fan base in women's football. We have to go out and create it. So that was some of the things that was talked about in attendance and public support. Again, it's about marketing and promoting. It's about getting the word out there. It's about hitting the streets. It's about, you know, giving away free tickets. You know, I talked about this in earlier shows. Like I said, I've been doing this for a year and a half. And some of my topics I kind of repeat over, but I do recall, you know, why not give away 4,000 tickets free to a game? You know, and so what? You get 500 free people in there. But they're going to spend at least $5 to $10 at the snack bar. They might buy a T-shirt. But the fact is, you got them there. Once you get them there, then the product must speak for itself, be it you win or the other team wins, but it got to be a great game. Got to be a great game. So, again, attendance is up to you. There's no one really blowing anybody out the water. Man, let me see. I'm just going back over the board. Let's see, I'm trying to go over the board, but I ain't got time to read. I didn't really realize that many people were on the board talking about some things. I see Lone Star Mustangs on the board. I see Red Coach Culver's on the board. And it's some great conversations here. Thanks, Coach. Yeah, I talk bad about my cousins. They look good, but I can't touch them, Buff. I can't touch them. But anyway, let's move on. Quarter number four. Hey, you know, what are you guys doing? What's happening? Are you building your team? Are you getting together with the off-season workouts? Because that's what it's all about right now. You know, women's football has become 365, you know, days a year now. When I started six years ago, they were having tryouts in January and February for a season that started in April. Now people are on it. I'm talking about there were teams that was having tryouts that just finished the season in June, was having tryouts like July 18th, and which is good. They're getting the jump on it. You got the momentum. There's a lot of things that you can be doing right now. Teams are trying to get better. Teams are trying to rock and roll because it's about numbers. And again, you guys heard me talk about that, power in numbers. There's power in numbers on a football team. You know, if you can suit up 50, 60 players, and then you can practice and say only 40 come, you got a full practice, you got a full team. But if you only got 20 women on your team, you got 20 women on the team, and then all of a sudden, you know, 6 or 7 missed practice, you can't even do, you know, 11 on 11, let alone 7 on 7 sometimes. You know, so again, power numbers, what are you doing recruiting? Got to get out there. You definitely got to get out there and make sure that you are doing your thing. You got to do some team building. Got to have some exercise. It's also a good time to do fundraisers. But like I said, we have a 10-week program that we start up. We'll be starting up next Sunday, 8 in the morning to 10. The reason why I like doing it on Sundays because there's too much college football on Saturdays. I can't miss my college football. But the pros tend to start at 10 o'clock here on the West Coast, so we get it knocked out. And the good thing about it is we get out there, we get some good exercise in, we get some good drills in. But then those same rookies or newbies or even the players that are coming back, now they get to go and watch TV and understand what they just did today and apply, and see it being applied, you know, on TV. That is the coolest thing about doing football camps and clinics during our so-called off season, but during the regular football season. So there's a lot of football that they can see because, again, this generation of folks are all visuals. They have no imagination. So when you try to tell them to imagine, and I'm talking about from the coaches and everything else, I mean, we all grew up on TV, visuals. Again, we didn't grow up as a radio listening broadcast, so we can visualize what a forest looked like. Trust me, I know because I taught school. And the kids today don't know what a forest looks like unless they've seen it on TV. So, again, you get to use what you do in practice and then have them apply it when they get home and watch it on TV. It's a great coaching tool. Are you guys having super camps? Are you guys promoting the women's football camp and conference that's going to be here in Las Vegas? Well, we're going to have a great turnout. I mean, we're already over, again, over 135 players who signed up. I'm debating about the lecture part for the owners and stuff because, again, you guys feel that you're too good to not come out and learn. And let me take that away. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say you think you're too good. It might not be affordable for you to come. But you know what? You better make it affordable. You better get out there and start fundraising. You need to start spending some of them scratch cards just like your players are doing. You know, to get them money, you need to go get your money. But again, I don't have a problem with, you know, telling the promotional people and the marketing people and all that stuff that we're not having that part of the camp and conference because it's all about the football players to me. But again, without you guys as owners and managers and not getting the support as far as sponsors and stuff like that, the team can just crumble and fall as well. So again, you guys got to get on your horse and, make sure you are getting out there. Do you have to come to the campus conference here? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's some kind of business expo. There's some kind of business program of how to do this and how to do that in your town. You got to find it, you guys. You know, you got to look under all the rocks. You know, you got to look deep in the river. You know, but those are things you have to do. You know, you're asking your players to commit, owners and marketing people. You got to commit too. Woo! Hot dog, man. I didn't even realize that time was flying. You know, I'm up here in the man cave. I got thousands of ants on my floor because my kids were in here last night. They had a sleepover. And I'm finding candy on the couch. And when I sit down, I got ants just crawling all over me. But you know what? That's what happened in the man cave. You know? That's what happened when I'm watching TV. That's what happened when I'm live on the radio talking to you. My folks, my family. Again, make sure you need to pass the word on. You ain't got to agree with me. You ain't got to agree to disagree. You ain't got to disagree to agree. The fact is, hey, I'm just putting thought in your mind, thought in your game, and opening your eyes up to what's going on in women's football, what's happening in women's football, what could be happening in women's football. And, hey, that's what we do for 4:40 each every Monday. I don't care if it's Monday night. It's a podcast. I mean, you can listen to it after Monday Night Football. You ain't got to listen to me live. I'm a beat here. You know what I'm saying? I'm a beat here each every Monday night. And like I said, if you got something that you want me to talk about, hit me up. WomensTackleFootballGroup.com. Las Vegas Showgirls, what it'll be, at Yahoo.com. You can call me, 702-764-8878. So that's how we do it. I'm out of here. This is your boy, Coach Lee, 4 quarters. I'm out. Peace! Respect for giving, how's your living? Now I can't protest.
I paid off defects. Check the record and reckon inattentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the calls, took the falls, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square throughout.